here at the Clean Cities Congress and Expo, at the end of our morning session here on Wednesday, we got an opportunity to get a little bit of humor and have it related to the whole topic of why we're here. And with me in this interview is Lori Weiss. As it says in the program, you're an ecological comedian, and I'm going to let you explain that. First of all, tell us, you know, where you're from and how you got involved in this particular topic, I guess you would say.
I'm from Connecticut originally, but I went to college out in Colorado, and I have an environmental biology degree. And I used to work for the federal government. That's where I started my comedy career. It's the only job I've ever had. If you did work, the boss got mad. But I have an environmental degree, and I started doing comedy. I used to write for Joan Rivers, and that's how I merged the comedy with the environmental. And hence, here I am, following you.
Well, here we are going to hear from you in just a few minutes on stage. And what kind of message do you... I'm assuming you probably have some message in with the comedy and the humor that goes along with it.
Yeah, because I just think the way to get points across with important issues, if you do it through humor, sometimes you get people to really hear what you have to say. And of course, you know, with the way the world is now, oil shortages, I mean, alternative vehicles, you know, are the way to go. It's really a no-brainer. I mean, whoever thought that a cup of coffee would cost as much as a gallon of gasoline? It's a little frightening. Fill up our cars with Starbucks, we'll be okay.
What are some of the points that you'd like to get across to the audience through your presentation?
Just about what's happening with global warming, air pollution, water pollution, things we can do. Obviously, for this conference, there's options, alternative fuels, alternative vehicles, which, of course, obviously with our oil shortage, but also with the environment. I mean, this is, it's kind of a no-brainer. Mm-hmm. There's a solution to our problems, and it's been here for a long time, and hopefully people will really get the message and make some changes. Because the truth is, everybody has to make changes. I mean, people think it's really far away that we might run out of oil, and just even the global warming. You know, global warming, they're saying the temperatures obviously are rising a couple degrees or each year, waters are going to rise. And they're saying actually South Florida could be completely wiped out, which raises the question, where am I going to go for my early bird specials now?
That's very true. Well, I don't know if you had a chance to talk to any of the people here yet, but what's your perception of this conference?
Oh, I think it's wonderful. I mean, you've got, all the alternative fuel people here, alternative cars. You've got the propane. My friend, this guy I was dating, not a smart guy, I told him, you can fill up your car with propane. He thought I said cocaine. I said, no, really, go to Betty Ford and give me a call in the morning. Wonderful. I mean, there are solutions that are right here now. We just have to get our government more behind it, and government funding and people pushing and helping the general public understand. You know, people are so used to, just using gas in their cars when there's been actually, from my research, peanut oil was used, proved back in like the 1900s to run a car. Mm-hmm. Our government works quick, don't they? 100 years later, we're still dealing with oil.
Well, and, I think a lot of that was discussed this morning by our panel that was talking about energy and the energy bill. And I'm just guessing that the government does supply you with some good material to use.
Yeah. It doesn't matter if you're Democrat or Republican. I mean, the truth of the matter is the way the political climate is. I mean, if you like Bush, don't like Bush, you have to admit he's a little confused sometimes. Kind of like being a little pregnant, you know? I mean, he came out and was saying, obviously we all know he's a big oil guy, you know? So I don't know if it's the State of the Union, State of the Disunion at this point, but he came out and gave the speech, and he had this phrase, which he said it with such gusto, like he was shocked. You know, we're a country addicted to oil. Like, he's stunned. I'm thinking that's like a crack dealer being shocked when their clients get addicted to drugs. He's the one who's been pushing it. He's an oil guy. He's just stunned. So, yes, they do give me a lot of material. Frightening, but true.
Besides this group here, have you been able to use this particular topic in your humor with other organizations?
Sure. I do conferences. I do clubs. I've been working on satellite radio. I did something for Lime Radio where I do a lot of humor, jokes, this sort of thing. It's called Lime Healthy Living with a Twist, and it's on XM. And what it is, it's basically all about environmental issues and social issues and yoga and spirituality and this sort of thing. So, yeah, and I always interject that into my act. When I do comedy clubs, it's not all on the environment, but certainly I can interject things. And it makes people think. I think now, maybe 10 years ago, I mean, it was prevalent, but now, when people go to the gas pump, and you're spending, more money than you would on your groceries for a month just to fill up your car, it's a little frightening. So people are starting to pay attention when it hits their pocketbooks, right?
Absolutely. What else would you like people to know or think about when it comes to this whole issue of energy and certainly with all the high prices, it's brought all the focus on it right now.
I think for sure that, you know, every person, one person can make a difference. And if, you know, the solution, of course, financially speaking, with alternative vehicles, fuels, but also in you know, within doing that, you're also saving the environment for your children and for years later. I mean, with the air pollution and water pollution, I also think that the way life is with a lot more diseases and at the, and I have to laugh. I was watching CNN and I have terrible allergies, never had them before. And they said it has a lot to do with global warming because there's not as much rain in situations and the pollen just sits. So I just want to say now, thank you, George Bush, for giving me a headache. Appreciate that.
Well, thank you, Lori Weiss, who is going to actually be on stage and perform and hopefully get us to laugh a little bit here as we close down the Clean Cities Congress and Expo. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.